Welcome back, everybody, to Hoops HD. It is an ungodly hour. We were supposed to be waiting until the Gonzaga game went final, but we gave up tonight. We failed. This is Championship Week Video Notebook Day number 8. I'm Chad Sherwood. He's David Griggs. John Salika should be around in a minute. Don't know who else is joining us here, but we're not even waiting because it is, we've got to find some sleep sometime this week, right?
Right. Tomorrow it'll be even later. I believe Gonzaga is up 8 at the half
Yes, they're up
over
by
San
eight.
Francisco. And I like their chances, Chad, to make the dance whether they win the day or not. So.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I think they've got a pretty good shot at that. This
Yeah.
is our Championship Week video notebook. We start with news and notes. Is there any news and notes from the day?
No.
No, none.
Regular season's over. So.
Ole Miss is meeting with Chris Beard,
Yeah,
the
which
head
should
coach. Yeah.
surprise no one. So.
Let's go right into the games here. And if the screen share works, we should be coming up on the SoCon championship game that we saw tonight. It was Furman and Chattanooga in the rematch of the buzzer beater from last season that Furman lost in a heartbreaker.
Yeah, Furman getting it done this year. When you look at the three games, they all were sort of, where'd the bracket go?
We lost it. Keep going. Keep going. Here
Okay.
comes. Here comes.
Well,
Okay.
when you look at the three games now that the bracket's back on the screen, they actually had to sweat a little more in all three than what I was expecting, including tonight. Chattanooga had dealt with injuries. They were clearly much better when they were at full strength than they were otherwise. And while it ballooned out to 9 in the final few minutes. Chattanooga was behind. They came back and they were right in there. It was not a sure thing until about the last minute or so when Furman finally got complete control. But the Paladins in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1980.
Yeah, that's great. That was the big story with them last year. They're that close to making that first appearance since 80. They made it this year. They avoided both Samford and Greensboro in this tournament, who were their two biggest foes, and neither one got out of the quarterfinals. But there they are, and I'm thinking 14 line-ish. A little bit lower than the
Yeah.
SoCon normally is, but was a bit off a year, a bit of an off year.
Yeah, and they've had some good years in the past, got real close to the bubble. I believe it was 4 or 5 years ago, but they're in this year.
It was also championship day in the Sun Belt Conference today, and the conference tournament that also got kind of blown up in the quarterfinal round with Marshall and Southern Miss both getting knocked out of the quarters. We ended up with the 8 seed South Alabama against the 2 seed Louisiana, and South Alabama was right there, had a lead a lot of the way in this game, actually.
They did. It seesawed back and forth. It was close throughout. We were, I mean, I actually picked South Alabama to win the game because I had just been impressed with what they've done in the latter part of the season and how they'd looked in the tournament. And they almost did it. The 71-66 score, South Alabama actually had the ball with a chance to tie with less than 7 seconds to go, came up short, and then after free throws, Louisiana stretched it out, but
Yeah, not only came up short, the shot was wide open, and I tell you, it looked good to me. The ball went halfway down the cylinder and popped back out again.
right, and then Louisiana grabbed the rebound and then ended up picking up the win. Hey, Mike.
And look at that. We got Mike Cha joining us on this late night podcast here. We're
Wow, just three
already
people.
underway. All three of us, we were just going through the conference tournament games, Mike, and we just finished with the Sun Belt. But now that we got you in here, if you got the screen share up there, we're about to discuss the Colonial, which was the semifinals tonight. A pair of pretty good games, starting with a surprising game with UNC Wilmington, an overtime win. After Hofstra came back in the game, Wilmington was up, and then an overtime win by Wilmington. Mike, what were your thoughts on that first Colonial game?
I was never, even though Hofstra is the number one seed, I was never sold on them winning the
Really?
conference tournament. I think there's a you might be in it. I know Matt's in it. He does a really good job at it. It's like the sentiment
Jerome,
Jerome.
yep.
Yeah, he does really well. But I picked Charleston. But actually, but back to the first game, I well. I saw the stat on the screen, ESPN's the screen tick scores, whatever the screen at the bottom, that this is UNC Wilmington's seventh appearance, or they're going for their seventh conference championship. So they know how to they know how to win this tournament.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Hofstra was really big throughout the year. They actually won this event during the COVID year, didn't get a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. I was really big. Like, I thought, especially in the last few weeks of the season, that they had even looked better than Charleston. They had beaten Charleston, and which is how they got the number one seed. Wilmington had looked good at times, but they sort of went through peaks and valleys. I guess right now they're peaking.
Yeah, and but to move
Oh,
on
yeah.
here, Grace, it is late.
Well, I can see why you're surprised, though. Hofstra won the regular season meeting by 24.
Yeah.
The late game here, Charleston and Towson, another game. Charleston, it was tight until about a few minutes into the second half. College of Charleston won a run, opened up a 13-point lead. Towson came storming back, but at the end of the game, Charleston was able to make their free throws and hold on. So we have Charleston and Wilmington in the championship game tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there is going to be a debate now with Charleston does have 30 wins on the season, 29 against D1. Do they belong in or not belong in if they lose this game? I think what they need to do, though, is simply take it out of the committee's hands, win this game tomorrow. They've beaten
Right.
Wilmington twice. The first time they beat him was at Wilmington, was an incredible game. But your thoughts on the game tomorrow, Griggs?
I think Charleston gets it done. They did win at Wilmington earlier. I thought that was one of their better wins. And if you watch that game, it was probably one of the better games they had played this season. And I just think that all in all, they've been more con well, obviously they've won 30 games. They've been more consistent. But I didn't. If it were Hofstra, I'd be picking Hofstra. But I do think they get past Wilmington tomorrow
And
for the 30th win.
we have John Salika joining us. People just showing up here in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end of the show, we may have 10 people on it. But Salika, we are rolling things right along here. Going to go over to the Summit
How
League
about the Tommies
semifinals.
tonight? Wow.
Yeah, but the Tommies gave Oral Roberts a hell of a game in the first one, and maybe not as good of a game in the second game.
This was a game where St. Thomas actually got out to, I think it was high as an 8-point lead in the first half. Oral Roberts, even when they finally did pull away with about an 8 or 10 point lead, were never quite able to fully put away the Tommies right here. So they end up surviving and end up saving at least one NIT bid for someone on the
Someone,
bubble. But as
yeah.
far as our nightcap right here, not terribly surprising this year with North Dakota State moving on to the title game right here.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that North Dakota State won. I am surprised that they clobbered. I know the final margin was 10, but they were up by 20 for much of the.
They're up by 20, but South Dakota State made several runs here. They just could never finish off any of their runs. But
Yeah.
this game tomorrow, Mike, do you think Oral Roberts completes the perfection against Summit League teams by winning the championship tomorrow night?
I think they do. My qu one question before I want to say anything: had the Tommies won, then would North Dakota, would Oral Roberts have to root for the Tommies to win?
Yeah,
That's
they would.
exactly what would have happened. It would have been
Isn't
a
this kind of
crazy
like North
situation.
Florida a couple years ago, or State they had to root for Stetson or something like that, or?
Yeah, we had that a few years ago. We had Bellarmine, obviously, with last year, and it's not going to be the case. We'll get to the Northeast Conference in a little bit here, but not
Yeah,
going
I
to be
think
quite
Oral
the case
Roberts,
there.
they should win tomorrow. If North Dakota State wins, then they're going to get in with a below 500 record. So that's kind of intriguing there.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, what's their overall record? I was not aware of
North
either.
Dakota State, isn't it 13 and 6? Oh, it says 13 and 16. Maybe it's not
No,
updated yet.
yeah.
Okay, well, let's get a quick update on North Dakota State. We'll pull up a profile here. How about that? I did not realize
Yeah.
they were under 500, but they're actually against overall competition. They're up to 16 and 16. That includes
Yeah,
two
but they are below.
non-D1s.
Yeah, they're 14 and 16 versus D1.
They
So
would
those are
be.
the only
Oh,
games they
okay.
beat.
That's why they said 13-16. Okay, that they didn't count the
14, 16. They
non-division one.
they'd be 15 and 16 against D1, 17 and 16 overall. Should they win tomorrow? Let's keep things rolling here. Griggs, Penguin Fever has come to an end. As we predicted last night, Northern Kentucky, not only did they beat Youngstown State, they kind of clobbered them, and then Cleveland State kind of clobbered Milwaukee.
Yeah, real exciting day in Indianapolis tonight. Yeah, it's a good thing that they don't do what they used to, and that these games are not at campus sites. You know, how crappy would that have been at Youngstown tonight? Northern Kentucky looked really I was more impressed with Northern Kentucky and Cleveland State than I was disappointed in Milwaukee and Youngstown State. It was a three-way tie for second place. I mean, there was quite a bit of parity. While I don't think it's all that shocking that this is the final that we end up with. And how about NKU since transitioning? I don't know the exact numbers, but it seems like every year they're either winning the conference tournament or going to the championship game.
They
I
are
will say
that.
this though, for Youngstown State, they did cut the game from 22 down to 4 points, but the big turning point came at the 5 minute mark when Dwayne Cohill tried to take a charge, but ended up picking up at his fifth foul in the process, and that completely killed the Penguins' momentum.
Yeah, I am going to demand that the Horizon League replay this game in Youngstown.
Okay.
Get your vaccine. Cure
We are
Penguin fever.
we're going on the show, so we're adding even more people in. David Dorman joining us as well. By the like I said, by the end of the show we'll have 30 people on it. But David, welcome to the show. And Northern Kentucky, Cleveland State for the Horizon League title tomorrow. What do you think about that game?
I think it's going to be fantastic. As Greg said, I agree. Every year it's like Northern Kentucky makes this run, regardless of the seed. I'm going with them. They're hot. I'm riding them. The Norse to the title.
I agree with you completely here. It was also, well, let's stick with semifinals. It's semifinal day in the West Coast Conference. St. Mary's jumped up to a huge lead against BYU. BYU
Yeah,
actually
they did.
fought way back, cut this thing down to three, but did not quite have enough. The Gales are in the championship game. Looks like they'll be up against Gonzaga, who's up 9 points now in the second half, tomorrow round for round three. Let me let's see here. Let me start with you, Stalika. Your thoughts on a potential Gonzaga St. Mary's round three tomorrow night?
My pick for this one would have been Gonzaga right here. I think they ended up splitting with each other on their home courts right here, and then they also had the pair of losses against Loyola Marymount, which actually exited the tournament back on Saturday. Overall, Gonzaga's had a better slate of non-conference wins as opposed to the Gales right here.
Yeah, and obviously, if San Francisco comes out when this comes back and wins this game, everyone can ignore this next minute or so of the podcast.
Yeah.
But Dorman, you got any thoughts on Gonzaga St. Mary's round three also, and then we'll go on to the next conference.
Just super excited. Last weekend, I believe it was the week 10 days ago, about it was in the kennel, and Gonzaga was up big, but St. Mary's never gave in. They made some late runs. I'm super excited. I'm going with the Zags.
Okay.
Yeah.
Griggs, Big Sky Conference.
I
It
did want
was.
to say, if St. Mary's does win that game, is it for a
Oh.
protected seed? Can they get all the way up to a protected seed with a win?
They're going to need some help, I think.
Okay.
Like a few teams,
I
one
think
to two
five is the
teams.
best.
I
I
mean,
think a
it's not,
five if they win.
yeah, it's not easy to win a tournament with 27 rounds. So.
Griggs, it was the third and the fourth quarterfinals of the Big Sky Conference today. Montana took care of Idaho State. Weber State took care of Sacramento State. Honestly, actually, the first game was close for most of the way. Montana pulled away late.
Yeah, Weber was
Weber
way
was
up on
way.
Sac State, but like, yeah, the Hornets kind of came back to make it look a little more respectable. But chalk holding in this tournament so far, everything's gone completely as expected, with one minor exception.
One minor exception. We have semifinals coming up tomorrow. Mike, Northern Arizona, the huge surprise, knocking off Eastern Washington in the first round. Can they keep going? Can they knock off Montana, make it to the finals?
Why not? I mean, if they can beat the number one seed, I mean, why not? I mean, Montana should be favored, no question about it. They are the higher
Yeah.
seed, but why not Northern Arizona?
I don't even think Northern Arizona packed enough clothes. I think even they thought they'd be going home yesterday.
Well, they actually had the day off
Lumberjack in
today.
uniforms.
They had the day off today, so they could do laundry. Don't worry.
Well, with the Lumberjacks, they only have to worry about bringing one set of uniforms. They're going to be the lowest seed no matter what.
The Slika, what about the other game? Montana State, Weber State tomorrow night. This could actually be a really good game, I think.
Probably going to be the de facto conference championship game right here. Both team, well, Weber State has more of a history of winning the auto bid out of the Big Sky. Montana State has more recent history on their side. This was my pick in the Jerome, so I'm going to go with the Bobcats here.
Yeah, like the Bobcats to win tomorrow and then win Wednesday, but
We've been talking about the chaos going on in various conference tournaments. I got one more for you guys here. We have had four games so far in the Southland Conference tournament over 2 days, and the lower seed has won every single game of this conference tournament. The
yeah.
set 8 seed McNeese State in a close, tough game finds a way to hold on against Nichols, and in another tight game, New Orleans actually had a decent lead and held off a late Southeastern Louisiana run. And here we are, the 8 seed and the 7 seed pull the upsets in the first round, pull the upsets in the second round. Now they get the top two teams.
Yeah, now they get the top two teams, and if nothing else, I think while this was fun, all it really did was sort of widen the path for the top two teams to meet in the final, which is what I think we all sort of wanted anyway. At least that's what I wanted. I still like Northwestern State, but it's been fun, and McNeese playing at home, I think that that's worked out to their advantage.
Well, McNeese, though, was a heck of a run here. They had to win their last two regular season games and get help from other teams losing to even qualify for the Southland tournament.
Yeah.
Found a way to sneak in that 8 seed. And here they are, beat Commerce, beat Nichols, who had beat them twice this season before this. Stalika, I'm going with why not? New Orleans and McNeese tomorrow. I'm taking them
Oh,
both.
Jesus Christ, if that happens.
No, my name is John, but I'm gonna go with Northwestern State and Corpus Christi here. I think 3 games in 3 days probably going to be a bit too much for McNeese, even with the home court.
There's no faith. Who's with me? Come on, Dorman, Mike, one of you's got to go with me.
I picked
Go
Northwestern State
Doomers! Yeah.
to 4-3. I picked Northwestern State, but Chad, I'm nervous. The way New Orleans is playing, they're confident. They're hitting their shots now. I'm sticking with my pick with Northwestern State, but New Orleans might sneak in there.
I'm going for it. I want to see 7-8. I think it'd be a blast.
Yeah, I agree. Joe Dumars wants McNeese State to win.
Yeah,
Yeah, he does.
Joe Dumars' court they're playing on.
Yeah, if it is 7-8, McNeese State is going to set an attendance record for the new building.
Well, they haven't. They didn't in the first two games, so I
No,
hope they
for
do.
sure.
I hope they get some fans out tomorrow night. That was it for today's games, actually. But we do have a lot more action coming in tomorrow, including a return to play in the Northeast Conference, where despite the fact that Fairleigh Dickinson is already in the big dance, they get one more game. They get to go on the road to Merrimack. Both teams looking to hoist a championship, which is a lot more than Fairleigh Dickinson will do in the NCAA tournament. The question is, can FDU pull this win, or are they just going to be already celebrating that they're in the NCAA tournament and don't really care about it?
I just think flat out Merrimack's a better team, and they're at home. I think Merrimack beats them.
I think it just means more to Merrimack tomorrow. This
Yeah.
is it. This is the last game. They would love to go out as champions on their home court in front of their home fans. Like you said, Chad, Fairleigh Dickinson, they know they're going to the tournament. They've been partying probably for 3 days. I expect them to be hungover. It means more to Merrimack tomorrow, Merrimack at home.
Okay.
And then who's to say Fairleigh Dickinson's going to play their starters all out, knowing that they're going to the NCAA tournament? Merrimack, this is their last game, no matter what. They're going to go all out.
Yeah, if I'm the FDU coaching staff, I'm treating this as a tune-up game. I'm not treating this as a
Yeah.
must-win game.
I don't know. I want to win. I don't want to be the team that everybody says shouldn't be there. So,
We are also, Stalika, we're going back to the America East tomorrow. It is semifinal day. Binghamton's at Vermont. New Hampshire's
Oh.
at Lowell.
Yeah, this feels almost like the Hockey East tournament right here. Not sure if Binghamton has a team in that conference, though. I mean, Vermont is the one team I'd feel a little bit comfortable picking right here. UMass Lowell, they had the fantastic start to the season. They did kind of peter off in the first portion of America East play before they finally got back off the mat right here. I can't recall the last time New Hampshire's been in a conference final. So with that said, I'm going to say the River Hawks probably advanced to their first title game right here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think New Hampshire barely got by Bryant, and Bryant was missing their best three players for most of the game on Saturday. I don't think New Hampshire, now going on the road, has much of a shot against Lowell.
Yeah.
And Vermont is just such a dominant force in this conference, even though Binghamton had a surprisingly good year. I'm going Vermont and Lowell. I think Joel
Yeah,
Embiid's smart.
I'm picking the chalk too.
Let's
And
see.
again, it's it, the better it, they're better and they're at home in both cases.
Mike, we have a bunch of conferences starting tomorrow. Well, let's start things off. It is day one in the ACC with the first round games of Florida State, Georgia Tech, BC, Louisville, Va-Tech, Notre Dame. First question on those three games, do you see any seed upsets in those games?
Maybe the one with the best chance will be Notre Dame being Virginia Tech, but otherwise, I'm going with chalk here. Florida State, they did win at Miami, and that's got to carry some weight. I'm going with chalk.
Yeah.
I don't know. How about BC Louisville?
No.
Louisville with a win may avoid winning our Stallings Award for the worst Power Conference team if they
These
ever.
are sl these are sled dog games. You just need to shoot them and get them home.
Put them out of their misery.
Let's actually do the real question that we like to ask every time we start a new conference here. And Dorman, let me start with you. I'll run through each of you real quick here. Who wins this entire tournament?
I'm with Griggs. I'm higher on Miami than most this year. They absolutely drilled Duke in Coral Gables 8 weeks ago. I think the matchup's good for him. If I had to pick an upset, a dark horse, I like NC State. So I like Miami over NC State in the finals.
All right, Salika.
I think Virginia had a hangover for about 2 weeks right here. North Carolina is obviously going to be a pretty desperate team. Whether they face BC or Louisville doesn't matter to me. I think Virginia comes out of the bottom half of the bracket right here and ends up winning the whole thing.
I'm taking Duke to win this whole thing. I liked Joby's points that he made during our bracket rundown show, which you can find down below us on the website here. I'm going Duke. Quickly, Mike and Griggs, who are your picks?
Miami.
Miami.
Two Miamis? All right. It is also, if you thought the ACC first round games were awful, how about the A-10 first round games tomorrow? Richmond, UMass, St. Joe's Loyola, Chicago, LaSalle, Rhode Island. The huge question, Dorman, is does anybody care?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I watch these games. I know.
So do I. Any upsets you see here in these three games, in terms of the seeds at least?
I don't even know how big of an upset. I do like LaSalle to beat Rhode Island. St. Joe's and Loyola is such a toss-up. I'm going to go St. Joe's. They beat them already. What a disappointing year. Loyola in the transition to their A-10, their first year, not so good. And Richmond pulls one out for their coach Maloney, who is recovering from heart surgery.
But
Yeah.
he's
Oh,
got to
you're
go
going
against
against Angry Frank.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's rough.
Defending champion Richmond here.
Yeah, the Spiders.
I'm taking Dayton to win this whole thing over VCU in a mild upset in the
Ooh.
championship game, and leaving VCU fans screaming that they belong in as an at-large team and not getting the bid, of course. Griggs, you're with me.
Something I just noticed about this tournament, we've got the first round on ESPN Plus. We've got USA for round number two,
Two and
we
three.
and three. We've got CBS Sports. Each round gets its own network.
Yeah, it's been this way for a few years now, actually. We think
Yeah.
we comment about this, but who are you going with, Griggs?
I like your Dayton pick, but since you picked them, my sentimental pick is Fordham. My realistic pick is VCU.
Mike.
I like St. Louis.
All right, Dorman, go St. Louis.
St.
Mike?
Louis, yeah. I'll go with Dayton.
Dayton and Salika.
I do not like picking the Dayton Flyers unless they're playing in their home arena right here.
Yeah.
I also think VCU is going to be in deep trouble because if the Bonnies win their second round matchup, I don't see the Rams getting past their quarterfinal matchup. So they
Really?
can sweat all they want. I
Wow.
think they're going to the NIT. But I
Really?
will say this. I'm going for the All Arch Baron Cup final, and I am picking St. Louis to win the whole thing.
St.
Oh,
Louis
St.
over
Louis,
Dayton.
yeah.
All right. It is also opening round day in the Big West with the 8-9 Cal State Bakersfield, Cal State Northridge
Looks
game in
like
the
a
seven.
pitchfork, their
Yeah.
logo.
It's
Yeah,
a W.
and the
It's the big
seven.
three.
It's
The
a B
seven.
with a W. Depends on
Yeah.
what how you angle your neck.
Yeah, it's the 7-10 Cal Poly Long Beach State, Cal Poly Long Beach State, who've been among the conference leaders a lot of the way here, falling all the way down to the seven seed in the last day. Let's start with the question here. Griggs, you see an upset in either of these two games tomorrow in terms of the seeding?
Bakersfield Northridge is a little bit of a toss-up. I think the beach kills Cal Poly.
And let me stick with you. Who wins the whole thing?
You're going to be surprised by this pick. I actually, as much as I like the Eaters, and they are good, they go into these slumps where they sometimes struggle to score offensively. I know this is kind of a dark horse. I'm going with Riverside.
You just stole my thunder. I'm going
Are you really?
Riverside.
Okay, so
I'm going
don't you just sort of
Riverside.
feel like Riverside's going to win this?
But see, I'm going Riverside over Irvine in the finals in a Riverside championship game. I mean, how classic
Yeah,
would that be?
it would be pretty classic.
Stalika.
You say River Vine, I'm saying it's going to be the Gauch Eater Cup in the final, and I'm going to go with Irvine.
You go to Irvine over Gauchos, Dorman.
Going Hawaii to win it all over Santa Barbara.
Nice. That was my dark
On the
horse.
mainland?
That was my dark
Yeah,
horse. I
on the
like it.
mainland.
I like the pick. How about you,
Wow.
Mike?
I want to go with the Anteaters.
All right. Couple picks for the Eaters, couple for the Riverside,
UC
and
Irvine,
one for
UCI.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
All right. It is also opening round day of the Metro Atlantic with three games tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's actually six games. They throw three women's games followed by three men's games. It's a sextuple header tomorrow in the Metro Atlantic in Atlantic City. In my
Yeah.
backyard here, I'm not going. I can't do six games in one day. It's just not possible.
On the
Proud
same
St.
court, Chad?
Yes,
Yep.
on the same
It's
court.
a yeah, they start at what 10 in the morning and they
They
go all the way.
start 10 a.m. With the three women's games and then the three men's games. It's Mount St. Mary's, Canisius, Fairfield, St. Peter's, Manhattan,
Wow.
Marist. Manhattan, surprisingly,
Oh,
sixth
that's
place.
why there's a 10 p.m. game.
Yep.
Yeah.
But let's start. Mike, what do you think of these three games tomorrow? Is there anything worth watching in them? You could say no. It's okay.
Yeah, no, not real, no. Not unless you have a relative playing.
That is maybe about it. I mean, St. Peter's obviously was the story last year. They
That's
don't have
right.
much shot at all in this year's tournament, I don't think.
No, they don't.
But Mike, are you going with Rick Pitino's Iona Gales to win this thing, or are you going to pull enough take an upset pick?
I'm gonna go with Iona.
I'm with you on this one. They got upset last year. It doesn't happen again, in my opinion. Salika.
If you had asked me in mid-February, I would have taken Siena to win the whole
Yes.
thing, but the way they've been playing right now, I think Iona's finally right of the ship, and we should see Patino, see the senior Patino, back in the NCAA tournament. So going Gales.
Going Gales. Dorman.
Stalika kind of stole my thunder there. Siena
Yeah.
throttled Iona when they came to town. Siena was up for that game. The place was rocking. Siena took it to them. But as Stalika said, Siena's kind of cooled down after a real nice start in the tournament there in Orlando. I think Iona does get it done this year. But a great semifinal with Siena and Iona Friday night.
Griggs, is that a me too from you?
No, I'm going Siena. And I know
Really?
that's another dark horse pick, but
I would have gone Ryder or Quinnipiac before I went to Siena. I think that team's the States are just not playing well right now.
yeah, I just have a hunch they're about to wake up.
Okay. One more
Are
conference
they
is
joining
kicking
the
it.
podcast too?
Yeah. We haven't had anybody join for like 10 minutes yet. I don't know what's going on. Where's Tytel? Where's Rocco?
Yeah.
Rocco's actually at the West Coast Conference game, which, as we said, Gonzaga was going to win as they are now up 2 points
Oh,
with 11
just
minutes
two right
left.
now.
Tytel's on his way to the final in the Colonial.
Yeah.
WAC tournament. It is opening round day as well tomorrow. We got four games here: California Baptist, Abilene Christian, Grand Canyon, Texas Arlington, Tarleton against UTRGV, SFA against Utah Tech. A few notes about this conference sort of before I get to some
Yeah.
picks, though. First of all, should either of the ineligible teams, Tarleton or Utah Tech, Win the conference tournament. Sam Houston as the one seed will get the auto bid. I don't expect either of those teams to win it though. But
No.
why is Sam Houston the one seed? Because if you look at the WAC
Thank you.
standings, Utah Valley
Yes.
finished in first place. Utah Valley, in fact, will get the NIT bid if they do not win this conference tournament, even. They are the regular season champions. But the WAC uses a resume-based seeding system for its conference tournament that developed with KenPom. And by mere hundredths of a point, Sam Houston edged out Utah Valley despite being a game behind him based on what they did in the non-conference. So that's the note on the conference. Dorman, your thoughts on tomorrow's games. Let's start there.
One before you get it. It's just confusing. If you're going to tell me that the top seed is Sam Houston, then why, if it's it, why does the NIT bid go to Utah Valley? And then
Well,
why, if someone ineligible wins, it goes back to Sam Houston?
because
It's crazy.
it's the whack.
Yeah,
Wacky.
there, there's two different rules here because each conference sets how its automatic bid is given. And so the WAC said that our automatic bid will go to our highest seeded postseason eligible team. So that's why Sam Houston gets it. The NCAA sets the NIT rules, which is a regular season champion gets it, and Utah Valley is the regular season champion. So two different rules playing in there, one that the WAC does not get to set. But go ahead, Dorman, your pick on the games.
Tomorrow,
Yeah, the four games tomorrow.
8-9 is tight. I'm going Baptist. I think Grand Canyon crushes Texas Arlington. Tight game, but Tarleton pulls it off, and Stephen F. Austin drills Utah Tech.
I actually like Stephen F. Austin to make a run in this tournament out of that sixth seed. Maybe even, I don't know if they're going to win it all. I'd love to see them play Sam Houston one last time in the finals, in fact, in the Battle of the Piney Woods, especially with Sam Houston off to Conference USA after this year. Griggs, your pick on the conference?
Going with chalk tomorrow, the team to win the conference, I SF, it is tempting to pick SFA to win it all. I just don't think they're going to go all the way to the end. I'm going Utah Valley.
Utah Valley. Okay. Mike, what about you?
I'm gonna go with Utah Valley. I don't know about this resume system, but I think Utah Valley is the best team in this conference.
With a few less teams in the conference next year, maybe they'll go back to a regular seeding
Yeah,
system.
they should. I do
Stalico.
like Seattle as well. That's gonna be a fun Seattle, Sam Houston, semi, the chalk holds.
I don't know if Seattle gets by Grand Canyon, but Stalico.
It's funny you mention that. I do think Seattle ends up meeting Utah Valley in the conference championship games. But if you go to YouTube, just Google some of the Lakers championship celebrations, and you will see head coach Mark Madsen at his absolute finest. So I'm picking Utah Valley to go to the NCAA tournament and go as a 12 and give some 4-5 seed a big scare in the first round, if not to upset them.
I believe
So
it
if
was
Utah
Pete.
Valley wins this tournament, is Madsen going to do a silly dance?
I hope
That's what
so.
I mean.
Utah Valley never been to the NCAA tournament before. They've won, I believe they've won one or two of those Great West tournaments back in the day, but
Yeah, they
they might
did.
be the Wolverines that make the tournament.
There you go. We may have a Wolverines in the tournament. That's it for the games tomorrow. So it's time to update our survival board. If I can find it here. There we go. This is, oh, I screwed up. There we go. This is where we were heading into the day today. There were 225 teams remaining with a shot to make the NCAA tournament and possibly even win it all. As a result of today's action, what happened? 213 teams left. If Gonzaga wins this game, it'll be dropped to 212 by tomorrow morning. But Griggs, what is this survival board thing for those new to the show?
I mean, this is one of the main things that the selection committee members come to Hoops HD to look at. It basically tells them what they need to do as far as who to select, who to consider, and who to ignore it, unless they win the auto bid.
Okay, so they can come here and teams are categorized for them. So if a committee member comes here and wonders whether or not Tennessee should get an at-large bid, what does this tell them?
They should. Yeah, they need to select them.
Okay. And if it's coming here wondering maybe I should give an at-large bid to, oh, let's say Tennessee Tech, They came so close to that Ohio Valley Championship game.
They did, and a new committee member may think that they can do that, but if they tried to do that, I've since learned that the computer, the system and the software that they use is linked to this board. It will not let them submit the bracket if they attempt to do that.
What if they're building a bracket and somebody says, you know what? Fairleigh Dickinson, I don't think they really belonged in. I think Merrimack's going to win that championship game, so let's just leave them out.
If they take Merrimack, we may accept that.
Okay, but what if they just leave out the Northeast entirely?
Oh, no, they can't do that because Fairleigh Dickinson's in bold, or all caps, yeah.
So they have clinched a bid. And, of course, if they're here and they're saying, you know what? What about Arizona State?
Well, that's for them to kind of decide. They get to decide whether they want them or not.
So there's they would have to do all the work for them, just most of
no,
the work.
No, just most of it.
Okay. Does that finish off the show, Griggs?
No, I'm getting out of here. I am getting
Final
out of
thoughts.
Here. Like, I got screwed today.
What we've been doing every
day. I got screwed yesterday. I got screwed the last 2 days.
Well, Mike hasn't been here, so I got to explain to him what we've been doing here. Is we've been giving Griggs a chance to get out of the puppet bunker that he is firmly locked into right now. But all he has to do is guess who these two blind resumes are. If he can tell me who the teams are left and right, he gets out. And I've been yelled at that I'm playing and everything. I've decided I'm going to make it as easy as possible for you tonight, Griggs. I really want you to have a good meal, get sleep in a real bed, not have rats running over you in the middle of the night, whatever else is going on there.
They were storing Petri dishes in here today.
Griggs, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you the two teams. All you have to tell us is which one is the right and which one's on the left. They are Kansas and Hartford.
Oh, well, I think this is pretty obvious, Chad. Kansas is on the left. Hartford is on the right. Now get me the hell out of this bar.
All right, so we gotta find out now if you are correct. Let's see. He guessed Kansas
yes,
left,
I am.
Hartford right. Let's find. Let's see what the heck's going on. No, we don't want to save. Wait, no, that's the whack term. No, we don't want. I don't know.
Chad, that was. There's a parrot on the screen.
We obviously have computer problems. I don't know
keep
what's going
locked
on.
Up.
Anybody with any sense knows that was Kansas on the left.
Unfortunately, it is 1:30 a.m. now. It is time for me to go to bed.
Chad,
so let's go to final
right.
thoughts. Dorman, final
on the
thoughts.
Left. Hartford was on the right.
Don't miss the Wilmington College
what,
of Charleston.
We have time
final.
For final thoughts.
Final thoughts at 1:30 are good. Wilmington College of Charleston, awesome final game in the Colonial. Charleston has an incredible season, but I am telling you, Wilmington will be game. Don't miss it.
Mike, any other thoughts?
We're now we're in the midst of the best week of the year. I agree with what Dave said, and I'm intrigued with the Summit League finals. I mean, Oral Roberts is the favorite, and rightly so, but North Dakota State, don't count them out.
Okay. Slika.
Well, earlier today, it was announced that Atlantic City will get to host the Metro Atlantic Conference Tournament through 2026. I don't have any reaction from the live locals, but after hearing that the puppet is going to be locked in the bunker for another 24 hours, I've heard lots of cheering outside my own window, for example.
I got to tell you, though, the best thing about the Metro Atlantic Tournament is it is not only is it the only conference tournament being played in the state of New Jersey, but it is also the only conference tournament not being sponsored by Jersey Mike's. Just think about it. Think about the reasons here, folks.
Well, we're going to change that.
Greg, do you want to finish the show off?
My final thought is that you should let me out of the bunker. I've had the questions correct the last 3 days.
On behalf of David Griggs, Mike John, David Dorman, John Slicka, we are out of here, Griggs. Sorry. We'll get the computer fixed. Give you another shot tomorrow
right.
night. Have a good night, everybody. Talk
right.
to you again tomorrow.